Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved, and damn sexy people. I know that what I claim is who I am and what I create. I know that I and all energy are in integrity in the creation process. I know that there is only a clear, created path of creation before me that I see clearly, all that path and what I am being called to do. I know that my heart is open because I direct it and choose it to be. I move out of all old rules and regulations. They do not apply to my life anymore. I move out into creation with an open heart, joy, love, and fun because I know that's what creates. I know that I am the highest answer, and I am healed. I know that I am God, right now, right here, always have been, always will be, the God of the energy of me that creates me. And for all diseases, ailments, and conditions, I claim the balance. I claim wellness. Around all of this, I invoke the cocktail and the infinity equation. This is my claim for 2014, and so it is. Now, this infinity equation, no, you don't have it yet. No, I haven't posted it yet. I'm going to try and get it up this next week. The only way you'll be able to get it is through your account. If you need an account, all you have to do is go on to the homepage at iamdwallace.com and sign up. You'll also get a lovely meditation. Because I have to print this out, guys. There's no way I can say it verbally and you're going to see it. Just know I'm still working with this. This came in at Creation Station 2 years ago. And as they often do, they give it to us early, and then it sits there until we can truly understand. And I'm not telling you I have the whole understanding yet, but I know it is about expansion. I know it takes all the positive and negatives of any subject, brings it into balance, and expands out your highest desire around that. So anything you didn't create or haven't created before that you're clear that you know you want to create, know that you are the God of you that does that. Just pull it up right now. Know that you deserve it. Know that it's possible because this year all things are possible. They always have been. But our awareness that that was a truth has just really plugged in this year. So pull up what you haven't been able to create. Be clear about the positive vision of that. Feel how awesome it is to already have that. Know you're the God of you that creates it. We're claiming the cocktail around that. We're invoking the infinity equation around that. And now we're turning it over to all energy, to all God space energy, guides, ETs, extraterrestrials, archangels, masters, angels, Christ energy, God, and certainly the God of ourself. We're all partnering as one energy in manifesting this now. And so it is. Okay. Hearing that that's done. Is there anything, any other claims or clearings? No. Okay, so this Sunday at 11:30, I am going to offer a free one-hour webinar so that we can start out 2014 absolutely clear about the creation process and everything that needs to go into it. Again, if you get my e-blast, the information is on the e-blast. If you want the e-blast, go to IMD Wallace and sign up for it. But then you also have to email me that you just signed up so that I can get you this information. It only came out on the e-blast. We're not putting it in everybody's account. So this Sunday at 11:30 Pacific time, please join me with all your questions. I'm going to go over all the steps that you need to remember about the creation process. It's going to be a lot of fun because, as we know, having fun is a big part of creation. And I did it, and I'm so proud of myself that I did it. I have Susan Shadburn for sure. She's going to be with us on January 22nd for our next webinar from 7 to 9. You can also go to the homepage at IMD Wallace to sign up for this, and the link is on the e-blast. Susan Shadburn is the medical intuitive that I have worked with for years. And before, when we were talking about doing this at the 1st of December, I said to her, look, there are a few things I want to work on, and I want to see, because I need to know that shift really happens with you and me before I take this out to my people. So I gave her, now I have done my work in conjunction, our work in conjunction with this, but I cannot tell you nothing short of miraculous, small and miraculous shifts that have happened to me since we've been working together the 1st of December. Anything from sleeping through the night now, my backache totally gone away, totally in balance. That little bit of shaking that I had left greatly improved. And an interesting thing that's happened is that I just feel more excited and powerful if I need to take steps around something, and I kind of find myself not doing it now. It's like, no, just do it, Dee. Just go do it. There's nothing in the way other than your choice of doing it. So obviously, energetically, a lot of things have dissipated and come into balance around that also. So she's going to be doing one-on-one work. Now, can she do the extent of work that she can do with you working personally? Of course not, and neither can I. Anybody that's done a private with me will tell you that because there's more time available. But she's going to be working with everybody, giving you keys and helping you in the moment to shift that energy. She's cured herself from MS. And she has the brain scan to prove it, by the way. And she's helped people heal brain tumors and Crohn's disease and career success and all kinds of things, guys. So I am thrilled to be able to do this for you. Susan doesn't do a lot of these. And, yeah, well, you'll know if you want to be there. It's the 22nd from 7 to 9. Again, you sign up at imdwallace.com. And the free one is this Sunday at 11:30. Okay, so, dang, I want to go to the calls. Oh, okay, we have to balance everything we've talked about so far. I am divine love, and so it's done. Going anywhere else now, I can go to the calls. How interesting. Okay. I have a big old note here for Chris, so we're going to you first, baby. What's up?
Hey, Dee. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm so good, sweetheart. What's going on?
Awesome. It's great to be on the show, and good to be talking with you again.
Always, sweetheart.
Yeah. Just a few things. First, I have a question about a physical thing that's going on, but I just wanted to let you know that lots of awesome things are happening and things are moving fast. We got a contract on our house.
Great.
With the original people that wanted to buy it, they sold their house.
Great.
And this happened like right around Christmas time. So.
Well, nice Christmas present, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And so we're moving to our new place in a week, and we close on this place on the 31st. So.
Well, I know that's been a journey of trust for you, Chris, and that's what it was about.
Been.
You know, holding your focus and holding the trust. So good for you.
Yeah. So lots of awesome things happen. And we on the solstice, we went to this state park that we like to go to a lot. And we found a kitty there that someone had dropped off, and it was kind of living out there in the wild and was fending for itself. So we took her in, so we have a new member of the family.
Oh.
And she's really sweet. So.
Yes, she's coming
cool
to you, by the way, for a specific. She will help you keep your heart open.
Yeah, she's a very loving and playful cat.
Well, and, you know, so she's really exhibiting what we all know we need to do this year is play more.
Yeah.
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 All right, so what's the health thing? They want to get to it.
Okay, well, ever since my trip that I took to Canada this last summer, I've had this thing going on with my right knee. Like the inside of my knee is like kind of like a joint pain and stuff. And it's kind of like, it's gotten a little bit worse over the last like month or so. And I've been doing the energetic work on it. And I got some acupuncture for it yesterday, but I'm just wondering like what's going on here. Like,
interestingly enough, they want to go to your hip more than they want to go to your knee.
Okay.
So, I'm not a doctor, but what I'm hearing energetically is that it's coming more from your hip and affecting your knee. Now,
okay.
As you know, and they're giving me that song, the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone, you know, everything's
right.
Connected to each other. It's also, that's the highest word. The highest word they're giving me is ligament,
okay.
Chris. So, and now they're showing me a picture of like somebody tripping and kind of stretching or spraining their ligament or muscle, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know how we do that? It's
right.
Kind of more about that. So now that you have that focus instead of your knee, it's going to be a lot easier to heal it. You've just kind of been focused on the wrong thing. And that's indicative of kind of what we do in the creation process, is oftentimes we start focusing on exactly the wrong thing, and we put our energy toward that when the underlying problem or challenge is something else entirely different. Let's take money, for example. People often focus on money as the problem and try to fix the money when usually money is about self-esteem.
Money is just a physical manifestation of where you're at.
Well, yes, and how you feel about yourself.
Exactly.
So if you all are wanting more money in your life, look at how much you deserve it. Look at how much you think you're worth. You know, you've got to know your own worth before the outside world can match that.
Right.
So around, well, all ligaments, and what do ligaments do? They connect us, right?
Right.
Okay. So all connective tissue, and they're saying this means physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, and dimensional tissue that connects us to the God that we are, which means the creators that we are, of our energy. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, I am divine love, and invoking the infinity equation.
Okay.
The infinity equation, guys, includes all the rays, flames, and lights, by the way. I really will make every effort to get that out to you all in your accounts. You know, everybody, of course, tells me I should be charging for this, but the channel says no, that this, you all have participated in working with the energy so much this year that this belongs to you also, and I am supposed to just share it with everybody without charge. So that's what I'm going to do. If anything, I walk the talk and follow the voice. I take instructions really well. There's nothing else that they're giving me, Chris, just to really hold that your ligaments are strong and they're absolutely connecting you toward your dreams and toward stepping into or already have stepped into the manifestation of everything you want. Well, let's all claim that, and so it is.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Dee, and Happy New Year.
You too, darling, and for all your work, thank you.
Okay.
So we got we have English teacher. Let me see. Manny in Arizona, what's up?
Hey, Dee, thank you. Now I'm just calling to wish you a Happy New Year and a great, great year. And thank you for the last couple of months. I've been hearing you, and just been awesome. Just been awesome.
Well, thank you, darling. It's great to have you as a part of the community, and I can really hear the empowerment in your voice. How's your life going?
It's going. It's moving forward with your blessings and your teachings, actually. And I just like to let the world out there know that it's, just by following your steps and what you're saying is, like I said, you're walking the walk and the talk and doing, you know, backing everything up, and it's just awesome. It's awesome. Wow. And right now, the gentleman who just called, something about the knees, you know, I've been having the same issue for the last couple of months, and it's just really ironic. It's just wonderful how things just come together with your show. So just a blessing. I'm just telling you that everything's been great. I did have one question was actually what could I do with my relationship? Having a relationship issue, and I just want to see how can I better it through either if it's a spiritual thing or a clinical thing.
I can give you, and they're screaming this in my ear right now. You want to create a better relationship with anyone, create a more loving relationship with yourself. The more you love, respect, and honor yourself, the more you love, respect, and honor everyone else, because, of course, it doesn't serve you not to. If you disrespect, dishonor, or demean any other relationship in your life, you are hurting the love you have for yourself. So, they want you, the highest word for you, Manny, is honor. So they want you to really, really look at every way you can honor yourself more. And that looks like, how awesome am I? How magnificent am I? How talented am I? How full of love am I? And really start acknowledging the awesomeness of you. Because when we fall in love with ourselves to that degree, oh my God, we look out from the perspective of that love and see a world that's entirely different. Hold on, there's something else coming in. Sheets, book, can you give me a song, please?
Over the Rainbow?
Okay. Now, they want you to do this now and claim this now. They don't want you to wait and see how this relationship is responding to you before you know and are conscious of the incredible being that you are. They want you to do that first. So many of us walk into a relationship and go, wow, when I'm truly loved by them, I'll know that I'm truly loved. But it's the other way around. We want to be able to love ourselves first. Do you understand? To love ourselves and honor ourselves without anybody else being the reason why.
I understand completely. Now, quick question on that. How could I identify to do that, like, for myself? As I try to do that, you know, go to the ocean by myself, go to the, you know, sports. I love sports. I try to go to the games, you know, by myself because I love myself for that. What more could I, one simple thing that I can actually just, you know, do to love myself when sometimes I do, then I seem like, okay, I'm missing that significant other because I definitely love to be, you know, with company.
Okay, were you with us when we talked about the red dot exercise?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. That's what they're showing me, is that if you practice the red dot exercise, which is loving for no reason at all, but it is opening your heart and consciously getting in touch with a place in you that has experienced love. Do you have that place, Manny?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So just let that fill you up. And then send that love to something that has no meaning whatsoever, like a red dot. Because they want you to understand, and they want all of you to understand how important this is. Love is a state of being that is does not need a cause or a reason to be. And the more we can just experience that state of beingness within ourselves for no reason, not because of another person, not because we got our nails done, not because we went to a game, just to bask in the beingness of that state of love, the more exponentially we become love, create love, use love to create money and health and wellness and relationships and everything in our life. And that's the highest thing we can do right now. I am getting ready to do Mari's teleseminar. For the first time, I've put together the gratitude of self-love and the red dot exercise, the empowerment exercises, and a great new meditation that I've done around exactly what you're asking for this. I'll put it out on the e-blast. It's a great package that will be available for much less than it will be separately after this. So you might be interested in that. You know, I don't sell you guys anything, but I know that these are absolutely, you put these programs together, the red dot, self-love, and the meditation. You have everything you need to create, period, because you have you. So I would start definitely with the red dot and just expanding that experience of love and becoming that, Manny, because you can't help but not create a brilliant relationship when you have that relationship with yourself. All right, sweetheart?
Thank you. Now, would you recommend doing that? Should I do it by myself, or could I still continue with this relationship when it's kind of difficult? Because, like you said, pretty much me on, you know, loving myself before I can love anything, or should I?
Well, no, absolutely. You do it in tandem. They're saying you'll see even how it changes the relationship you're in already.
Okay. Awesome.
Look, guys, we live in a world where we interact with a lot of people. So you never cut yourself off from the interaction of love with other people. You just expand the love within yourself while you're doing it and know that that's going to create your world in a much more expansive way. So let's just claim the infinity equation around that. And so it is. Go get her, baby.
Thank you.
You bet.
Much love to you.
Thank
much
you. You too, Manny. You too. All right, we're going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, honey.
Hi. Did you get my Christmas card?
I did, sweetheart. Thank you. And thank you to all of you, all of your beautiful cards and wishes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay,
I can't understand you, Patty. Are you on speakerphone or what's going on?
Can you hear me now?
It's better, yes. So stay there, please.
Okay. I just feel like I lost my mojo.
Well, you haven't lost your mojo. You can't lose your mojo. So there's a belief there, and this is what you have to get on top of. There's a belief that it actually can go away. Your consciousness and your direction of your consciousness can't ever leave you. So if you need to get your excitement back, do it. And I just walked myself through this about 2 weeks ago. And they said, Dee, there's nothing freaking in your way. There's just nothing in your way. So quit looking for what's in your way. If you want to do it, go do it. And I went, well, shit, okay. I guess I'll just go do it then. And then everything opened up, Patty.
Thank you.
So there's nothing else. It's just that old story and that old game we play with ourselves that I'm not in charge.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Love you.
I love you too, and thank you for your card. Bye bye.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to Debbie in New Jersey.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
You too, baby cakes. What's up?
I wanted to find out how I can help my younger son, Zachary. He's in a situation in school right now, as usual. Specifically.
Okay, well,
basketball.
There. Look at your words. Look at your words, as usual.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I want you to really stop and look at that because that tells me, I don't know what this sound is that started with, are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm on my house phone.
Steven, check out the sound that's on the air because I don't like it. Okay, that tells me that you have an expectation that all, so much better, that all of the past is going to repeat itself, that's the way it's quote-unquote always been, that's the way quote-unquote he is, and that's the big thing, you know, my first show in 2014, they said you've got to let go of that because then your focus is on the way it's been, and what are you going to create more of?
The way it's been.
You bet. You bet. Now, that's the first thing. They want us to claim the infinity equation around that. I keep wanting to say symbol, and they stop me. Well, that's all they're giving me. Well, okay. So they're saying that happened that way because they want to show everybody the power of this infinity equation. That we don't have to pick apart as much stuff as we have in the past, which is part of the freedom of creation that 2014 is. So let me ask you, Debbie, what do you want in connection to Zachary? What do you want?
Smooth sailing for the duration of the school year.
Okay, and what does that mean, smooth sailing? How about, why are we limiting it? You see, it's all involved with school.
Yes.
Why are you not involving it with Zachary in his life? Because you're limiting it then.
because there's areas where, I mean, he's actually doing well academically in school. He's doing well in some areas, but specifically with basketball, it's a struggle.
In what way?
There's some bullying going on.
To him. Okay. So what does that tell you? You know how to do the work. Break it down. Instead of being in reaction, break it down. If I'm getting bullied in life, what does that mean? Come on, you guys. You've been doing this work with me forever, and I want you to understand. That means something within me.
Something.
Sees myself as a person that is not respected and not honored.
Right.
Now you tell me if that doesn't go across a lot of his life.
Can you say that again? Because something happened on my phone where there was a lot of static and I couldn't hear everything that you said.
If I'm getting bullied, that means there is a perspective and a belief system in place in me, and it is many past lives that he's trying to put down in this lifetime, which is why it keeps coming up. He's almost there, by the way.
Okay.
But that means that I perceive me as someone who is not respected and honored. And therefore, I have to attract people who bully me.
That definitely makes sense. The last gentleman that you were speaking to, you were talking about how he needs to love, respect, and honor himself. And you gave an example of what that is, you know, how awesome am I? And I feel like Zach does believe that to a certain point in different situations. But here at his high school with basketball, he doesn't believe that because he...
Then getting the hell out of basketball
so he can
get rebalanced.
Well, and he quit basketball last year, but in order for him to participate in his travel basketball, he has to participate in his high school. And we're in the process of next year he will not be going to this high school.
Okay, but still, wherever he goes, there he is, Debbie.
I know, but I can't figure out a way for myself where I can just,
well, first of all, you see him.
Get through the season and...
Hold on. First of all, you have to see him honored and respected. And you have to honor and respect him in every way. Anything and everything you can do to make him feel honored and respected and to see him that way and to help him see himself that way will be a service to him. Because it will remind him and ignite those frequencies within him. Now, let me just say, everybody, Zachary is just a microcosm of all of us. There are places within all of us that we do not honor and respect ourselves. And the more you find out where those things are, and really consciously start going to your love place and redefining yourself that way, the more the universe is going to be able to deliver to you because you're the universe that delivers to you. And who's going to deliver to somebody they don't honor and respect?
Right.
Okay? It colors the perspective you see the world with. And if you see the world as a world that can, will, and does bully you and dishonor you, then you have got to create experiences of that somewhere in your life. What are they bullying him about, they want to know?
Zach quit the team last year, went out for the team this year. Initially, the coach had said, last year is done, it's a clean slate, fresh start.
Yeah, I just want to know what they're bullying him about.
Just his talent level.
Okay, he's not a great basketball player.
No, he is a great basketball player, and they know that. But they put him on JV, and they told him that because he quit the team last year, he needs to prove himself. So he's been going in, and he's been working really hard, going to practice early, being the last one to leave. And it's just, he was told that after the holiday tournament that he would be getting some varsity time. And he's stuck to his word. However, they have not stuck to their word because he's still only playing JV.
Okay. Well, have you gone in to talk to the coaches?
No, I haven't because he has asked me not to. He tells me not to get involved because it's just going to make it worse for him. And
okay, then he needs
what has
to
happened.
Go. You know, part of this, too, they're also saying, Debbie, is for every action, there's a reaction. And he's got to know that. He quit the team.
Yes.
So he's got to pay his dues. That's life, baby.
Right.
Okay? But that is not the definition of bullying that I have. Bullying is taunting and making fun of and demeaning and being mean to. And so are the other players doing that?
No, I mean, the other it's not an issue with the team. It's the
okay, well then, baby, you and he, or maybe it's just you, are defining this in a much more dramatic way and making it worse than it is.
Okay.
He's not being bullied. He's paying his dues for a decision that he made. Now, they need to keep their word also now, and he needs to go in as the man he is and have a discussion about that. But what does this represent then? And this is a really incredibly, I kept thinking, all right, I've got to bring this to a close, and they kept saying, no, you got to follow this through. There's a big thing here for everybody. Where are each of us looking at our lives and making it more dramatic than it is? Where are we lying to ourselves about what's really going on here? And that's what this call represents, and it's a huge gift to everybody, Debbie, that we move into the drama and start focusing on making and seeing and perceiving something as much worse and more dramatic than it is. And then we start the snowball that we don't want.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So pull back. Get out of your reaction. Know that 10 years from now, this isn't going to make a damn bit of difference in his life if you handle it the right way now.
Right.
If you keep focusing on the fact that he's dishonored and disrespected, then he can make the decision right now, I'm a dishonored and disrespected person, and that can go with him.
Right. Okay.
So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, I am divine love. And they're taking me back to you, Manny. Yes, and you're still on. Good for you. And so when we put all this together, you see, we start seeing the importance of how we see ourselves. When he sees himself and knows that he's honored and respected, he will be able to, in a balanced, strong way, go to his coach and go, I've kept my word. I've worked my ass off. I made a mistake last week. I'm supposed to make mistakes. That's the age I'm at, and now I want to play on the team, please.
Okay.
You know, guys, for those of you who are parents of teenagers, please, they're not cooked. They're not even, they can't even be cooked until 25.
Oh, Jesus.
So, keep it real.
Yeah.
Know that they're supposed to be going through these life lessons right now.
Right.
Okay? And don't move into the hysteria. Help them keep the balance. That's what they need you for right now. I love you, Debbie. Thank you.
Love you too, Dee.
Okay, and we're going to Jay in North Carolina. Hi, honey. Jay, are you there? Hello, hello. All right, darling, got to move on. Sorry. We're going to Sharon in Bermuda.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, darling. What's up?
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Jay, Just Sharon in Bermuda. I had a couple of one-to-one sessions with you a couple of years ago, but it's been a while since I was on. And I was sitting in my house, and I got this voice in my head saying, Dee's on the radio in 5 minutes. So I thought, okay, I'll go on. And then I called in.
You got to love the voice. You know?
Got to love the voice. And your entire call has been everything I needed to hear.
Well, there you go. Isn't it amazing how your higher self guided you?
Yeah, always. Always.
Always, baby.
Well,
is there
anything I can
help you with?
Yeah. I've been having a very physical week, which for me, I would say would be unusual. And I've had two experiences. Most recently on Tuesday, I was in a bike accident, and it exasperated the conditions that had appeared at the beginning of the week. And I just want to make sure that I'm not ignoring something, because I just trust that things just kind of work their way out.
Okay, so Sharon, the first thing they want to ask you is, why are you hurting yourself? Why do you need to hurt yourself are the highest words. It has something to do with your mother. What's going on with your mother?
My mom was in a bomb explosion when I was six. And that's where she got money from. Like, you know, I'm from Northern Ireland, so that's where the money came to fund our living. And right now, I'm expanding outside of my usual business and moving out into the world a little bit.
You're feeling guilty about it, Sharon.
About having money?
You're feeling guilty about expanding. It's like, all right, if I wanted to put it together really quickly, oh, my God, my mom got this money by getting hurt, and I should use it just to live on, but now I'm expanding, and I shouldn't be using it to expand, and I'm guilty.
Oh, no. There's no money now. The money came when we were six, and it filtered away by the time I was 13.
Well, it's about that. It's definitely about, hold on, am I adding anything to that? No. So what happened, go back to when, not the bike accident, but when the other physical things started expressing themselves. When was it, about a year ago?
No, I would say just in the last week. I would say maybe Saturday, Sunday, Monday, there was something that was either kidney or stomach that was really quite big. And I don't have health insurance, so, you know, I wasn't sure if I was ignoring something. And then the bike accident came, and all around my core is hurting even more now. And I'm just not sure.
Well, I want you to hear that. Around my core, the core of who I am, the core of my being. What happened a year ago, and it's approximately pretty close to 1 year ago, so it would be December, January, more January, they're saying. Huh?
Flu.
You had a bad flu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's when it started. As you know, energetically, things are in place, and then a year or years or sometimes lifetimes later, they show up physically. So I want to go to then why you attracted the flu, and we're going to the immune system. Okay, big stuff going on around the immune system. All this bronchitis and colds and what they're calling flu, but they're saying it's not flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, everybody, we can take millions of medicines to ward off everything in the world, but if we just keep our immune system strong, we're fine. So I want to get to what lowered your immune system, and it has to do with a man.
Yes. I think I got the flu because while I was married, I'm no longer married, while I was married, I started getting these boils on my body, and they were still there. It's been 18 months since we've been together. They were still there, and I think the flu had to happen so that I could get some antibiotics so that they could clear at the core. But these boils still kind of, they're up right now, but I'm assuming that's a stress thing. But yes, it was being in the marriage, and my husband had a lowered immune system, so there could be something connected there.
No. He doesn't define you. You create yourself, and you got to get rid of the anger, baby. You are pissed off at him, and it is killing your immune system.
But he's not on my name.
Huh?
Like, it doesn't. I don't think of him. I specifically, when we came out of the relationship, I specifically spent months focusing on things that I loved. Even at the beginning, it was hard. It was just his hair and the shoes that he wore and the clothes, because I knew that if I held on to any bitterness, he would keep appearing in my story. And so I just focused constantly on the love. He doesn't come across my path.
Karen.
And he genuinely doesn't enter my head.
Okay, and what about you?
See,
guys, when relationships are tough and people hurt us, we focus on them, we get pissed off at them. If we do our work, we forgive them, and then we forget we have to forgive ourselves. You are boiling angry at yourself for allowing all of this to have happened.
And I'm just not aware of it.
That's a true statement, and I'm getting my big yes. So if you go back to the beginning of the show, everything here is about self-love and perspective. So let me ask you, what's the perspective of your body? Is it a friendly place or a hostile place right now?
A miraculous place.
Well, then it would not be showing up in boils and accidents and
stomach
problems.
Well, that's why I'm surprised, because this stuff doesn't come my way, you know, and
well,
it just scared me that it was
being a woman. I understand that. So I just want you to spend some time loving yourself, Sharon, and loving yourself so much that you forgive yourself. And this goes for everybody, guys. Whatever has happened up until this moment in time, right now, I don't care if you've raped somebody, sodomized somebody, killed somebody, destroyed somebody else's love in a relationship, abandoned your parents, given away a kid. Okay? That story is done. You have to give yourself, be your own priest, confess and move on and know your sins are forgiven. We must just love ourselves, accept ourselves, know how magnificent we are, and be love and take love out into the world now. And you can't do that to the degree that the universe is asking us to do that if you have any kind of resentment or non-forgiveness or any kind of judgment towards yourself. Do you understand? This is the first day of the rest of our lives. But this day will not be different if we keep focusing on what was.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that there's anything else, Sharon.
I know, but I'm so confused. I write at least 10 pages a week, at least, on loving my body, loving myself.
I don't want you to read anything. I want you to find an experience of love and go within and open your heart and expand it and feel that love around yourself. If
and
you guys
you don't
did nothing else
channel
every
that
day,
I don't live there?
What?
You don't pick up in your channel a true statement that, I mean, I would say I live there. I live in that open, expanded, drunken love feeling about myself and about the moment and how exciting
well,
it is.
Well, I didn't know about that. You're switched. Put a fist in front of you with your fingers facing you.
Yeah.
Okay. Count of three, you're going to bring it towards you like a firework going off and pop your fingers open. One, two, three.
Done. Yeah.
It's primarily around this man and the forgiveness of yourself for creating that.
Okay.
But know that in the creation of that, that served you to really, really become clear and in the experience of what you want, honey.
So much. I am entirely different because of it. Can I just ask one more quick thing?
Yeah.
There's no internal injuries. There's nothing I need to be concerned of as my body puts itself backwards.
Well, I'm not a doctor.
No.
Energetically, that would be a yes. Energetically, we know that our body can heal ourselves in every way. And they're saying if you're in fear that that might be true, you should go find out so that you can let that fear go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm fine. Your name popped into my head, and I thought I'd check because I didn't want to be stupid, you know, but I'm pretty sure it'll work its way through. I'm just intrigued that it's been there for 7 days, but I'll move back into love.
Well, you're a little focused on the injury instead of being focused on feeling awesome like you usually do.
Yeah.
Direct your body. Tell it to heal. You got the core of what it's about, and the core is moving forward to love itself now.
Beautiful.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Vicki, I can take you, but only if you talk fast, because I've got like 2 minutes. What's up, baby?
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks for taking my call, Dee. I'm talking about my ankle, thinking about my right ankle today. It feels like for about a year or so, there's been like a cuff around my right ankle.
A puff?
And a cuff, C-U-F-F, like a cuff.
Oh, okay.
And I massage
it, so
I get acupuncture,
thing,
all kinds of things. Huh? Go ahead.
The first thing they're showing me, Vicki, is like those bracelets that they put on the convicts.
Uh-huh.
To keep them at home. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just representing this move.
Yeah.
And
that's
and
what I've
being
been
in peace and harmony, be willing and available to energetically move out of this space in every way. You're going to be free. Everything's going to be great. It is great. And this home has been your security.
Mm-hmm.
But your security is you, and wherever you take that knowing.
Yeah, I've been realizing that, and
you're right on then.
Yeah, this is
right
a lot of validation there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just know that I am safe in my freedom to move into this new expanded space, and let's all just stop and claim that, because that's 2014 right there. I am safe and secure to be free and move into this expanded space of freedom that I am. Wow, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
And we're invoking the infinity equation around that. And is there anything else to do? No. Oh, awesome. I'm so glad they made me come on this call. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dee. I love
you're
you, thank
free,
you.
You're free, go dance.
I'm free, and that's one of my themes for 2014 is freedom.
You bet, me too.
Yeah.
Love you, honey.
Awesome, love you too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, so Sunday, we've got a free hour webinar to come together and just recap everything we need to know, make sure that everything's in place about this creation process for 2014. On the 22nd, please join me for this incredibly special webinar with Susan Shadburn. She knows, she's in integrity, and she's going to help a lot of people. I'm thrilled that I could create this with her, with you, and for myself. Until we meet again, love yourselves, really, really, love yourselves more. You know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.